Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay. Did you know that there's $2.2 billion at stake for low-income taxpayers? Now, why am I talking about taxes and it's August? Well, this is really the perfect time for you to get involved and to get trained so you can support the VITA program in your community. Consider volunteering at the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA program, and it's oftentimes in partnerships with Catholic charity organizations or other nonprofit organizations in your community. So what this program does is it helps they utilize volunteers like bankers, and you get trained on an online portal, and then you sit down with taxpayers and you help them complete their taxes. And then they're then subject and well positioned to get the refunds that they are then eligible for. It's an amazing program. And again, it's typically run through nonprofit organizations, and you can volunteer in your local communities. Some of the local nonprofit organizations are like Goodwill or YMCAs or Catholic charities. So now is the time to actually reach out to learn more about the VITA program and then to get on the wait list so that you can be trained during their next training session so that you can start to support during the next tax season. But you want to get ahead of the game and get everybody trained up so that you can have a productive tax season and a great community development service. You could possibly get service for the training as well as the actual filling out the tax returns for low-income borrowers. So you'll want to explore that for your bank and see what might qualify through your activities. But the VITA program is a great program in supporting low to moderate income families. And don't fret, you don't have to be a tax whiz to help out. Everything's digital and the training is really good. And really, it's just sitting down and getting to know the families and helping them sort through their paperwork and doing a little inputting. So don't worry, I know you can do it. Just type away and you'll be able to support our low-income families get the tax returns that they deserve. Anyway, until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.